Knox County is taking the next step to update its comprehensive plan by meeting with officials from the southern part of the county. Together Knox, which is a joint process to update the 2018 comprehensive plan, will meet with local leaders at the Hillier Township House beginning at 7 tonight. Ohio State University has informed many employees that their base pay will remain unchanged. A federal judge recently overturned a rule from the U.S. Department of Labor. The Department of Labor has raised the salary cap for certain employees to qualify for overtime pay. Last week, OSU informed over 300 employees via email that their raises have been canceled. It is Older Driver Safety Awareness Week. Ohio leaders are highlighting programs to keep our senior drivers safe and injury-free. ODOT crash data reveals that older road users account for 23% of traffic fatalities over the past 3 years. And by 2030, over 4.8 million residents will be 65 or older in the Buckeye State. I'm Eric Brown reporting. Anthancios Tamopapas, the visionary behind Tommy's Diner in Franklinton, passed away Monday at the age of 71. The diner catered to downtown workers, local politicians, and anyone craving a tasty bite. Michael shared that his dad's vibrant spirit will be deeply missed, and leaving a significant gap in their lives. As Old Man Winter settles into central Ohio, warming centers are popping up throughout Franklin County. Seven warming shelters like Open Shelter, Star House, and Third Shift Warming have launched since Monday. You can find daytime shelters at branches of the Columbus Library as well as at Parks and Rec Community Centers. Tonight, 6 p.m., the annual Storybook Christmas Parade kicks off from Seacrest Auditorium's parking lot, brought to you by Visit Zanesville. The parade will wrap up in just an hour because of nearby construction. Santa, along with other Christmas characters, will be on floats throughout the parade. Funds raised will support a Storybook Christmas in Muskingum County, as well as future holiday decorations for downtown Zanesville. I'm Eric Brown reporting.